This is the linear quadratic exponential model. It's the same as a linear model in the background incident structure and in the waiting time distribution. But it differs in the dose-containing terms in that the gamma dose and the neutron dose are now separated. To understand this model, we need to substitute this lower expression into the upper expression for the model. If we do that and carry the alpha parameter over into the expression with the parentheses, the expression in the parentheses is then the expected number of chromosomal translocations for this exposure. If that's multiplied by PBA given T, the probability of BCR-ABL given a translocation, we then have the expected number of BCR-ABL translocations per cell. And if we multiply that by the number of target cells, capital N, we then have the expected number of BCR-ABL translocations somewhere in the body. This probability has to be ANDed with the probability that cell was not also killed by that same dose of radiation. That's the exponential expression over on the right. The probability that this CML will arrive in a delta T interval T years after this exposure is W of T times delta T. So imagine for a minute here that we've just multiplied and divided by delta T in the model. Finally, we need to multiply all this by the number of people exposed in the study, which are still in the study T years after the exposure. And that's just the number of person years divided by the same delta T that we just inserted. So the delta T is canceled out, and what we have then is this model. Note that what we have here is a one-stage model of carcinogenesis where clonal expansion occurs downstream of the rate-determining step of BCR-ABL formation.